Okay, 949.
Request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding felony conspiracy to interfere with civil rights.
Come on up.
So, weren't you going to broadcast something on the screen?
Do you have video? I'm sorry.
No, it's just slide. A slide that mentions the civil rights violations and it basically mentions the federal law that you guys violated through doing the kettling incident that you did when you conspired to deny everyone civil rights and said that they were all a big criminal group because maybe a couple crimes might have been committed, like a bottle or something thrown at an officer up in front of Macy's. You basically have now basically washed your hands of that incident and said that it basically, because I just saw the IPRC report where you guys basically exonerated yourself from saying that you didn't violate civil rights and that it was a group of criminals. Basically, that's basically like saying that at one of these beer festivals, if two patrons get into a fist fight, that the whole group is a criminal group. So I don't see how you can lump a couple possible criminal activities of a few people and then wash your hands of denying people civil rights and just act like it's nothing, basically, and that all the protesters were criminals, basically, is how the IPRC report comes out, and you guys blocked the entrance at Cathedral Park in St. John's during the Greenpeace and other groups like Backbone and Rising Tide and all the other groups that were involved with the Greenpeace protest. You guys blocked the city park for about 4 hours or so until me and a bunch of other citizens brought up the fact that the officers were involved in committing federal felonies and that they don't have to follow felonious orders by the mayor/police chief or anyone else, But also, I heard these Portland Business Alliance people are here today to present, more proof on the lawlessness and all the other stuff involved with homeless people, supposedly, as they price everyone out of the city and wage war and gentrification. Well, tomorrow is the anniversary of James Chassis, and I'd like to give a thumbs up to the Portland Business Alliance and all the other yuppie scum in this city that made the death possible of James Chassis by being little cop callers that call the police on every little thing, acting like
thanks very much. Appreciate you coming. You've used your time, Mr. Davis. You've used your time.
You still have two
Davis. You know the rules. You've been here before.
You still have two cops employed.
Mr. Davis, you're being disruptive. Mr. Davis, you're done. Mr. Davis, you're done. Mr. Davis, you're done. Okay, Carla, next.